Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
In the studio.
Hey.
As we welcome everyone to 60 minutes of great gospel music that will lift your life and make you glad to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
We're all gathered here at Williams Pizza Palace.
Oh, yeah.
And we're ready to create some deep dish musical wonders that will make your heart sing.
Yeah, yeah.
At the oven, we've got Kevy on dough.
I got dough.
Tori,
yeah,
on sauce.
I'm not on the sauce.
And William, he's taste testing today. One of our boxers, several of our boxers, sliced people, Gerald Wolf, Gordon Moe.
He's got the dough.
I'm Ron Ray.
Scott Holler at the place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, the spot where the music has the stuff and the chatter's never tough. And on this International
Love and Kindness Day, if you're wondering what to do, show love and kindness will see you through.
And our head pizza producer has got sauce all over his apron. He's the recent winner of the I May Be Old, But I'm the Best at What I Do award.
His name is Bill, is my name, and I'm at the peak of my game, Gaither.
And that's true. My game has never been better, and that's true of most of my guests today.
Most of them.
The Collingsworth family.
Yeah, the vocal band, Karen Peck, Legacy 5, everybody. This is going to be a love and kindness kind of day. Let's go, Bill.
Here's the Collingsworth family getting stuff going. Love and kindness.
Listen. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hate and blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
Some cheer.
Spread some cheer.
There are
sad and lonely people everywhere.
Be a friend.
Be a friend.
Show some love.
Show some love.
It will
lift them from the dungeons of despair. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
Offer help.
Offer help.
Bring some hope.
Bring some hope.
Through the fading and discouraged on life's road.
Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a hat.
Why not? Boy, that they can hold notes.
Well, they really can. Mm-hmm. They're young, though.
Yeah. Wanting to keep our listeners fully informed, my public service announcement today is 403 years ago this week, King James the First authorized the creation of the King James Version of the Bible.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And it's still the one that's going to be used in heaven, so I hear.
Not if you knew King James.
He was with a quartet.
We still can't quit talking about it, can we?
Here's Larnell and the vocal band.
Leaving New York City far behind. Life was like a bundle of confusion. I was looking for love that I could never find. Then I tuned into a gospel station, heard about a sweet salvation, and then I gave all to him, my heart, my soul, and my mind. And now I can't stop talking about it, talking about the changes taking place in me. You know that I can't be living without him. Finally see, life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation, and now I can't stop talking about him, no, every day. Said to me, you're gonna walk the dotted line. He said, I got a strange suspicion, wondering about your condition. I said, I've had a taste of what it means to be alive. Now I can't stop talking about the changes taking place in me. Finally see, life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation, and now I can't stop talking about him. No, only day, yeah, every day, yeah. So if you wonder why, well, in me, you know that I can't live without him. Things are finally clear, I can finally see. Life is like a celebration, 'cause I am a new creation, and now I can't stop talking about him.
Where was Kevin on that? I didn't hear him.
And you're listening to the oldest teenager in America right
you
here.
You are too.
We hope you're listening.
I'm still looking forward to growing up.
Us too.
Bill, this features the women of homecoming from our recent TV shoot, Bread on the Water.
These gals can sing.
Oh,
thanks.
They're wonderful.
Oh, there are people who think they're not receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken from their believing. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver, just keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you.
Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on its way. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on its way. There's a fresh sky, shaking together and in color. Soon it's gonna come back home on its way.
Go keep on working, seeking the kingdom. Instead of working for your needs, just keep on sharing the love of Jesus. 'Cause you know growth comes from planting seed.
Keep on casting
your bread upon the water.
Bill, here we sit in captivated silence.
Yes, yes.
Bring on your rule of thumb.
I'll do that without hesitation. The rule of
or stuttering.
As he hesitates.
Well, we're out of time, Bill.
The rule of thumb for today is, before making popcorn, check the temperature of the oil by placing three kernels in the pot as it heats. When all three kernels pop, the oil is ready.
Oh, or just put it in the microwave, Orville Redenbacher. Yeah. Why don't you try that?
Here's Karen Peck. Good things are happening.
You gotta choose to trust in the one who knows the way. No more focused on the things that bring us down. Trust in the answers and the hope that can be found. 'Cause good things are happening today. Good things are happening. I don't have to worry about dark and the thunder starts to roll. We never have to wonder if the Lord is in control.
Gospel pop quiz time.
Yay. Oh, okay.
Gerald.
Yes.
18 years ago, right now, the gospel world was loving and liking one of your first big songs. Easy for me to say. Tell us what it was.
That was a Chris Allman written song called Oh, What a Friend.
Love it.
And 14 years ago, right now, one of your first big songs was what?
I Stand Redeemed, yes. Which we're not going to play.
Yep. We hadn't sung it in a long time either, but it's good.
Bill, 41 years ago, right now, what Gaither Trio song was everybody excited about? That's a hint.
Get All Excited, which we're not going to play either.
But the melody of that song is so incredible.
But here is the Gaither Vocal Band, and I'm forgiven.
From the start, you held a place in my heart, a place that no one else could fill. Sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life honestly. Until the day my will gave way to the truth that I found in you. I never knew just how good it could be to stand in your presence totally free. Now I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving. Giving till my heart overflows.
And here's some kind and gracious notes that were left for us at homecomingradio.com.
Mary says, I listened to you on WMBI in Chicago, and I wanted you to know how much your program touches me. I love the songs and often find myself singing along. God bless you all.
Well, here's a young listener. My name is Hannah. I'm 13 and live in Tennessee. Bill, you are awesome. And Kevin, you are too funny for words. The rest of you guys are my heroes. Please never give up because you encourage my day.
Cool.
We have stumbled on your show by accident. What a thrill to know we can get our homecoming fix whenever we need it. I am 82 years old, and my mother listens to Bill Gaither all the... No, let's see. I'm sorry. But wonderful note from Donna and Don. Thanks.
Sophia says, I hear you online all the time. The people of Jamaica love homecoming. I was so excited when I found you. I cannot get enough of your great music. I trust God will continue to bless you.
That's kind, Sophia. And, you know, that really helps us. It's one thing for communicators to talk and to sing into microphones and instrumentalists to play. But it's quite another thing when somebody's on the other end and says, hey, I identify with that. That's very helpful. Sandy Patty's a great singer, singing a great song that has lived for a long time. We don't sing them because they're old. We sing them because they survive and they say an important thing. Listen to Sandy sings, His Eye Is on the Sparrow.
Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven's home? When Jesus is my portion, my comfort. watches. I know.
Well, you know, we started out today to remind you to show a little bit of love and kindness every day in all that you do. And I hope that our music and words have done just that. And I hope you'll be back next week, same time.
If you fly through cyberspace during the week, take a break. Homecomingradio.com, where you can find...
Hear more of us online. Find the dates and places for upcoming concerts. And you'll also find out the latest about Gaither videos.
And check out our Facebook page. We have a lot of fun on there. And leave us a note. Homecomingradio.com.
And we got some great homecoming stations in your home state, New Jersey, right,
there
Phil?
You go,
WYRS, WJPG, yeah. WJPH, and WKMG. Gosh, thank you for being our friend. And we say,
salute!
Hey, Bill, Gloria just called, said she's got two flat tires, wants you to come home. I don't know why you've never changed a flat tire. I'll pay people for that, but you ought to get over there and give her a little comfort.
You know what? My tire pump broke. It broke. I have no air left. I mean, it's...
You got a broke pump.
I have
That's
a broke pump.
So
broke
sad.
Pump.
Yeah.
Find out how Bill resolves the broken pump issue next week on Homecoming Radio. We'll see you then.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang saying, later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.